Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. And very soon, your new Trends Journal will be out. And check out the cover. You got it? The inmates are running the asylum. The White House and Congress. Little freaks in front of everybody's eyes. How can you be so low to look up to a little piece of crap like Mike Johnson? No, I like Mitch McConnell. Oh, Pelosi, she's my kind of girl. How about Adam Schitt over there in California? Oh, little Chucky Schumer. These little fuck faces just stole what? Almost $100 billion more of our money over the weekend. And now the House of Representatives passed. They don't represent us. They represent the people that give them money. Capisce? Morons and imbeciles call it campaign contributions. Adults call it bribes and payoffs. Almost $100 billion to keep bloodying the killing fields over there in Ukraine and Israel. Disgusting. And it's going to get worse. So the markets went up and gold prices went down because they're saying things are easing up now in the Middle East. That Iran and Israel aren't going at it anymore. And this is the bullshit hypocrisy, by the way. They put sanctions, the EU and the UN and everybody, they're all coming out against Iran because Iran attacked Israel. Huh. But what about Israel attacking Iran on April Fool's Day, blowing up their consulate in Damascus, Syria? Oh, that's fine. They could do anything they want. But how dare you strike back? So now they're saying, well, you know, that Israel launched a counteroffensive after that, but, you know, didn't go much. And now everything's cooled out. So gold prices went down. Gold prices went down because they really boomed up big. They're up 14% already this year. So as we said, they're going to have that big down pitch. However, the Middle East war is not over. By the $95 billion they're shoveling into Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, was Taiwan's one of the richest countries in the world, but yet we're giving them money to the for the military-industrial complex. World War III is only going to escalate, and gold prices could well hit $3,000 an ounce this year. So in your Trends Journal, again, the economic update, you're not going to want to miss reading because a lot of this has to do with the equity markets. This was just reported by the Wall Street Journal. Again, they call them, venture capitalists, hedge funds, private equity groups. How about calling them fucking robber barons, all right? How about fucking robber barons that have robbed us? They own everything. Again, I keep saying it over and over and over and over and over again. When I was a young man, there were grocery stores, hardware stores, stationery stores, drug stores. Now they're grocery chains, hardware chains, stationery chains, drug chains. They chained us with nothing more than plantation workers of Slavelandia. Here are the facts. Wall Street Journal notes that the Federal Reserve and its analysts analysis that private equity and hedge funds, again, robber barons, you ready? Control $43.5 trillion, nearly double what the banks control. And the four biggest of these robber barons, BlackRock, Fidelity, State Street, and Vanguard, control $26 trillion, equivalent to the entire annual U.S. economic output. So grow the fuck up. The markets are owned by them. The facts are all here. Again, we put them here. And this was reported by Inequality, that the U.S. stock market is $46.2 trillion, according to Sybilis Research. The value tripled over the last 20 years. Based on this estimate, the richest 10% of U.S. households own roughly $42.7 trillion in the stock market wealth. You ready? With the richest 1% owning $25 trillion. And now with all these more merger and acquisition activities, they become more and more billionaires and not a fucking penny for peace. You know why? Because they're pieces of shit. They only care about the bottom line. What's the bottom line? This is disgusting. So the markets have nothing to do with reality. And reality is going to strike when the office building bust hits. And again, politicians are the ones that have done that. So you want to get your t-shirt. Hey, politicians, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? Yep. Hey, politicians, little shitheads, little fucking shitheads. And again, also go, you hit the subscribe button here because they're doing everything to shadow ban us. So hit it and get us out there because we're giving you what nobody else in the world is giving you. Yeah, give you some of what's going on in this Trends Journal. Again, for $2.50 a week, 56 cents a week, nothing. All right? We got the economic update. Will Powell hold the rates? Our analysis. That's Jerome Powell, the Fed head. IMF, U.S. budget deficit poses significant risk to world economy. No shit. Blow me the fuck away. I would have never known it. So we also put in here a great article by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, The Real Debt Problem, putting this together. Oh, and oil prices. They're saying, well, oil prices are now below $90 a barrel. Oil, the price of gas has gone up about 60 cents since the low. And again, this is just the beginning. It's going to get much worse. Because they're going to ramp up the war in the Middle East. Well, unfortunately, that's our forecast. What else? Ah, commercial real estate foreclosures soar 117%. But at the end of the article, they say, don't worry about it. It's not going to go anywhere. Yes, it will. The office building bust is going to happen. It's going to crash the banks, the equity markets, and the economy. This is worse than the panic of 08. No one other than us is talking about it in the details and the facts that we're giving you. Show me. Let me see it. Haven't found it. And, of course, the bigs are getting bigger than the China's economic struggle. Oh, EVs, go F you. More facts. Read all about it. And the Israeli war. Yep. You just killed another 22 people in Gaza last night, including 18 children. And it's just going to keep going on and on. There's no end in sight for it. The UK, or the F-U-C-K, because like your little guy Sunak is nothing more than an F-U-C-K little fucking prick, an arrogant little boy. I married a rich girl. I'm a little nobody. 580 million euros in new military aid for Ukraine as the people in the UK go fucking broke. Thanks to the freaks before him, like Boris Johnson, the little clown with the hair, locking down the country. The damage of this COVID war has done is incalculable. Incalculable. As a matter of fact, when you read your Trends Journal and you read the articles that we're writing, We also note in here about the office vacancy rate and the office occupancy rate. In the United States now is 51%. And Castle Systems with a K, they say in bold under where they put the numbers, Americans have been living through a period of intense uncertainty since March 2020, struggling with an unprecedented pandemic and the economic distress it has caused. March 2020, the World Health Organization, called it a pandemic, when the grand total of 4,291 people died out of 8 billion, all right? More fucking people fall down the stairs and die during that time around the world. But they sell the bullshit and the people swallow it. An unprecedented pandemic. No, unprecedented political lockdowns, draconian lockdowns based on nothing, stand 6 feet apart, you know, don't blow your nose in public, don't shake hands, you know, and don't forget to sanitize your hands before you jerk off. But this is the crap that they write and the economic distress it has caused. Economic distress, it's destroyed the global economy. They artificially propped it up with all that fake money. That's what inflation's all about. It ain't going away. And now as the money dries up, the economies are going to go down. And the distress, not the banking crisis that nobody talks about. Distress, and how about the mental distress, the physical distress, and the spiritual distress that we've been writing about. Again, this is very serious. It's only going to get worse. And what else do we have here? Oh, would Israel go to war against Iran? A special article by Colonel Douglas McGregor. And I agree with him 100%, unfortunately. And guest articles by John Anisha Whitehead, warrantless surveillance makes mockery of the Constitution. The whole fucking government, again, it's an insane asylum. And the inmates are running it. It's a total mockery of the Constitution. And back to the economy, where the equity markets are going and what to expect. A home run article by Gregory Mannarino. Expect vast currency devaluation to accelerate, and you lose. Ah, we don't give financial advice, no advertisements in your trends journal, but that's why gold prices are going to keep going up, because currencies are being devalued. And again, Trends in Technocracy by Joe Duran, this is one of his books, Be Human, get it on Amazon. Trends in Cryptos, Trends in Geopolitics. Again, you go back to your trends journal. February 22nd, 2022. From COVID war to Ukraine war to world war. All right? World War III. Russia warns that Western military support has world on brink of catastrophe. Yep. This is serious, and people have no clue what's going on. None at all. None. Again, did Taylor Swift get taken up the, you know, did nothing about what's going on in the world. And then Trends I Views, junk food equals junk minds for children. Trends in High-Tech Science, a whole section. And Trends in AI, a whole section. We're giving you what nobody in the world is giving you. So go to trendsjournal.com, subscribe to the Trends Journal, and hit the button over here so that we get more subscribers, because we're doing everything to give you peace on earth while the pieces of shit are only giving us war. Here, again, the inmates running the asylum. This is from the Times of Israel, Blinken. Both Hamas onslaught ensuring Israel offensive raises human rights concerns. He goes, we continue to work every day to bring the fighting to an end and secure the release of hostages held by Hamas and other groups, to uphold international humanitarian law, to prevent further suffering, to create a path toward a more peaceful and secure future for Israel and the Palestinians alike, Blinken said. Hey, Blinken.
Absolute bullshit.
Blinken.
That is bullshit.
Blinken.
Bullshit.
You got it. The United States just sent another $26 billion of the money of we, the plantation workers of Slavelandia's tax dollars, for Israel to keep slaughtering these people. Where is the outrage of a little fucking prick spewing out this bullshit while America sends more weapons and bombs to blow them to Palestinians to pieces and to level the place? Oh, we're leveling it to get Hamas. They're in the tunnels. They're in those people's houses. Oh, they're in the hospitals. The hospital where they found nearly 300 people buried. That's right. It's in your Trends Journal. And as the it's showing, a lot of them buried alive by Blinken's buddies. We need peace on earth. We're going to have hell on earth. World War III has started. Again, you got your economic data. You have everything you need here to help you prepare, prevail, and prosper in these times ahead. And again, tomorrow, don't forget to tune in for Salenti and the Judge, Judge Andrew Napolitano, a real man that gives you everything you need to know. Well, we're talking about the loss of the Constitution, loss of our Bill of Rights, and also what we can do to reverse these trends. United we stand, divided we die. Consider donating to Occupy Peace, and please do what you can to get people to subscribe to the Trends Journal. We're giving you, there's no magazine that comes close to it. If you see the comments of the people that subscribe to it. I mean, I'm very, very, very touched by the kind words and the support. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.